Hello and welcome to another episode of The Art of Flying. I'm Tobin, and I'm back today with another specific subject I want to speak about. This is a cool episode. It's called cheat codes or secret codes or secret keys. I like to refer to life as a video game of sorts, a simulation, as they say. But we were raised, at least those of us who came up in the 80s and 90s and beyond, with video games as our consciousness, as things that taught us, as things that entertained us, as things that we would kind of fantasize about an alternative reality. And I believe that's what we are doing in our presence of our highest self, or our pre-incarnation state, or our divine state. We decide to enter this simulation, this game, this video game, with an ultimate goal and purpose at the end of it, that we were striving to obtain or attain. And we are given certain skill sets and certain kind of scale systems of abilities when we enter this plane of reality, this simulation, this matrix, as some would say. So today, since we are in a video game and a matrix, I'm going to give you the cheat codes, or methods to obtain the cheat codes, I should say. I'm not going to give you the specific cheat codes, because you are a unique biochemical equation that needs to understand these things in your consciousness and apply them in action and concept to your own reality. So even if I were to somehow be able to transfer my awareness and my attainment of certain abilities to you, you wouldn't value them because you wouldn't have earned them, and you wouldn't have the faculties developed or the senses developed, the physical and mental acuity cultivated to fully appreciate and grasp what comes from understanding the techniques. So better than giving you the secrets or the cheat codes, which wouldn't be able to coagulate with your consciousness, I'm going to show you, or at least make you aware of, the methods that will get you the cheat codes to reality. To this matrix, to this simulation, there are secret keys that you can find and use to open doors that can open up a whole new scale and magnitude, an exponent of this reality to you, and avenues that were not formerly available become available once you understand these keys, or once you start putting these things into practice. The universe starts to open up for you because you're seeding the right plant that's going to grow the fruit that you're looking for, because you now have the awareness of how to do so, where prior to awareness, we are just walking around blindly, stumbling upon opportunity and chance, and hoping that we are aware enough to take those opportunities and chances and leading us to progress and success. But most of the time, bumbling through life, we don't, until we develop or cultivate or acquire some type of wisdom. And that is what I wish to share with you today. So the two main secret keys to reality, or ways to hack the matrix, we should say, exist in two forms. One is breath work. Breath, as we know, is everything. We do not exist without breath. When we cease breathing, we cease living soon after. There are not many things that, if we take away from ourselves, will stop us from living almost immediately. Water, it takes a while. It would take at least a few days before you got dehydrated enough for your body to start, you know, having negative effects. Food, we know it takes a few weeks before the body starts having any serious negative effects. Air, you take air away from somebody, they die fairly quickly. Every system shuts down. So there is an ancient teaching from the Tantras called Pranayama, which is technical, scientific, conditioned breathing techniques that can open up different areas of your biosphere, your body, your mind, your brain, I should say, which can then activate aspects of your mind that were previously dormant. There are autonomic processes that occur within our body. And what I mean by that is that there are things that happen without us needing to consciously do them, like control of our blood pressure, control of our heart rate, control of digestion, control of healing, or at least rate of healing, rate of digestion, these type of things. With understanding of breath and control of breath, and by conditioning our breath just like we would a muscle or a voice in any other type of training or some type of field of study that our mind needs to appropriate to and start to learn memorization and reflection and, you know, mechanical process and so on and so forth. Breath is the same thing, and it's been supremely underutilized by our culture and our society for thousands of years. I don't know if there was ever a time on earth where we ever truly collectively focused on our breath and understood that it was the master and controller of our energy system, of our everything that we are. If we control our breath and we understand how to direct and cultivate our breath and expand our potential, we become infinite beings. And we have for some reason not done that. We go as far as, if you're angry, take 10 deep breaths. Or, you know, while we're giving birth, we focus on breathing exercises. During yoga classes, we focus on breathing exercises. Athletes focus on some of their breathing conditioning, but we don't take it beyond the point of necessity. It doesn't become a cultivation of an inner technology or an inner modality of self-awareness and self-creation, but we use it as a coping mechanism when we're in a hysterical state, typically, and that needs to end. We need to stop being afraid of walking through this door now that you have the key and you know that you can practice pranayama exercises anywhere you are, any time of the day, anywhere on the planet. I would like you to, because it's going to lead to the benefit of all humankind, not even just humankind, all living things in the entire universe will benefit from more individuals aligning with their breath. Now, the benefit to you, the one who steps up and does this before the other people and starts learning and studying this and looks into the tantras and looks into teachers of pranayama and looks into other studies that have to do with breath, you know, look into what science and biology is finding out about breath and what, you know, marine biology and deep sea divers have figured out about breath control and, you know, oxygen retention rate and or absorption rate, I should say, and so on and so forth. That there is an anaerobic threshold that we can bypass at some point where our body and our cells don't need to utilize oxygen for energy. They can start to, you know, gather or derive energy from ATP and other processes that exist within the body, a lactic process that doesn't toxify our blood once we condition our bodies to be able to handle it. And that way, humans can start to exist without the need for breath, which eliminates, you know, future drownings and suffocations and so on and so forth if we cultivate these skills. And I'm being reasonable here. We have made, in the last 100 years, leaps and bounds and strides in understanding of medicine and longevity studies because we have become aware and collectively started to acclimate to these newfound derivations of these studies that we say, okay, you know, somebody says they can live off just the sun. Well, instead of calling that person crazy, NASA has put people like that in the laboratory and realized after 100-day studies that these people can sustain nutrients and sort of photosynthesize in a way because their systems have been trained to do so. So if a few people are capable of certain things, the rest of us are capable of certain things. So through breath training, literally any door can be unlocked in the universe. You can fix yourself physically. You can deal with mental issues. You can cultivate your patience. You can develop your fortitude, which means your mental strength, your ability to endure. It's really infinite, truly infinite. And that brings me to my next method or secret key or cheat code that you can use. So pranayama has to do with breath. We're going to call that inner technologies. There is something that was referred to as Tao Yin, which the Taoist mystics would use to align themselves to the flow and harmony of the universe itself. Beyond that, it would also stimulate and accelerate the generation of qi, which is our vital energy that animates things and consciousness. This can be, you know, related to, in a way, our modern awareness or understanding of the term consciousness, which is our ability to integrate higher thinking or higher awareness into this worldly plane through our physical body and mental faculties. Consciousness, right? It's the existence of something beyond the physical and mental machinery that the more aware we become of it, the more we get to utilize the physical and mental machinery, and our faculties grow and increase exponentially the more we become conscientious and conscious of our consciousness. Qi, on the other hand, is usually referred to as energy. Let's, for the sake of this conversation, or this podcast recording, assume that consciousness is the same as qi, and that when one practices a study like Tao Yin, which was physical poses and movements aligned with or collaborated with mental focuses, specific things that your mind would focus on during a specific stretch, and those things would, or movement, and those things would be connected in two planes of reality, which would then allow an alignment to happen, like a key going in a lock, and those teeth, the teeth of that key aligning perfectly to the lock, and the door opening for you, rather than just forming a nice key, which would be yoga, or finding the lock, which would be, you know, oh, a mental awareness of what a key is for, right? A reflection. So that's the mental focus, the thought. Okay, now that you have that, what do you do with it? Instead of just becoming more flexible and becoming a good stretcher like yogis focus on, why don't we utilize that alignment that we're in now to allow something to bypass our ego and influence the rest of our consciousness to grow? The ancients did not complicate this because they knew the ego would get in the way. The ego would always try to take control. Well, I'm good at this, and I got to do this, and I. But that's not what this is about. We are characters in a video game, and we cannot ascend to the levels and get the secret keys unless we align ourselves to the right area of the game and do the right thing. Physically, mentally, we solve the right problem. Now, there are people on this planet that have figured this out, and they are sharing this with us, and I am now sharing this with you. The pranayama breathing techniques, one secret key that's going to get you to open the door that you need to get into to unlock your destiny and your potential. Tao Yin, another method of the same. Now, both of these methods are currently not very practiced in our society. Pranayama is usually a small section of a yoga class, and it's more to get your heart rate back into place and to cycle some of your endocrine so that your body can find homeostasis again after exerting itself in a strenuous yoga class. Very rarely in our society do we have the discipline and focus of a Shaolin monk who, they still practice the Tao Yin techniques in which enlightenment comes and super abilities, extrasensory honing is obtained by aligning your physical potential with your mental potential and directing them towards a singular purpose, which is ascension. So very few of us on this planet are currently doing this, but it is not as daunting as it seems. You don't have to hide in a monastery. You don't have to disappear into an ancient mystical sect and and cut yourself off from all worldly possessions and things like that. You can do this anywhere you are, and that's the point of my recording today, is that we should be doing this wherever we are. Every day, some part of your life should involve these things, because every other part of your life from that moment on will be that much more fruitful, that much more fulfilling, that much more abundant, that much more successful, that much more bountiful. You will receive all of the things you've ever imagined you wished to receive. Every gift, every blessing, every miracle, every bit of magic that you've ever, since you were a little kid born on this planet, ever imagined yourself wanting to receive that you've deemed now a fantasy, that will become possible when you start aligning yourself with these secret keys and these cheat codes to this video game. I absolutely promise you, I'm living proof of that. I know other people that have aligned to these concepts and are living proof of this and can manifest anything that they wish almost instantly because they've figured out these techniques and they've aligned themselves physically, mentally, with their breath work, with their mind's ability to calm itself to a place of stillness and reception, to become so aligned with their inner nature that outer nature starts to reflect the harmony and the grace that they have cultivated within. And I want to share that with you because you deserve to live your dreams every day and every moment, not just in your fantasies and in your journals and in your hopes, but in your waking state every time a new day arises. I want you to wake up and look around and see all of your dreams have come true because you took the steps to align yourself to what you needed to do. And it is way more simple than generations before us have made it seem. So thank you for listening. This was a more brief one, but hopefully just as impactful as other podcast episodes I've recorded. I'm going to start recording as often as possible, hopefully daily. I have a lot of things we need to discuss and I want to share with you, and I know they can benefit you, so I want to do so while we have time left and there is still this digital age going on, because who knows with the scale that science advances itself what's gonna be next. So thank you guys for tuning in. This is Tobin with The Art of Flying signing off, saying see you tomorrow. Peace.